Welcome to Podcastify, your personal generative AI podcast. Let's unpack the Nostra protocol, specifically NIP01, which lays the groundwork for everything.
Right on. So, it's all about events and signatures. Each user has a key pair, and everything revolves around these cryptographic principles, using Schnorr signatures on the CIPA256K1 curve.
Exactly. And the core concept is the event. It's a JSON object with an ID, public key, timestamp, kind, tags, content, and crucially, a signature. This signature validates the event's authenticity.
Got it, but how's that ID generated? Seems important.
It's the SHA-256 hash of the serialized event data. There are specific serialization rules mentioned in the document to ensure consistent IDs across different implementations. UTF-8 encoding, no extra white space, pretty strict.
Makes sense. Now, what about those tags you mentioned?
Tags provide context. They're arrays of strings. The first element is the tag name, the second is the value, and the rest. Well, they're there, but no standard use yet. Three are predefined. E for referencing another event, P for users, and A for addressable events. And get this, single-letter tags are indexed by relays for easy querying. I see, interesting. So you can easily search for all events related to a specific event, user, or even an addressable update. Pretty slick. Now on to kinds. These specify how clients should interpret the event. NIP10 defines kind 1 for text notes, and this document defines kind 0 for user metadata.
Hold on, so kind 0 replaces old metadata with new? That's replaceable, you said, right?
Exactly. And there's a convention for kind ranges. 1000 to 1000. 4 to 45, 1 and 2 are regular, meaning relays store them all. 0, 3,000 to 2,000 are replaceable, only the latest is kept. Ephemeral events from 2,000 to 3,000 aren't stored, and finally, addressable events, 3,000 to 40,000, are identified by their kind, pub key, and D tag.
Wow, that's a lot of ranges. So how do clients actually talk to these relays?
WebSockets. Clients send three message types, event to publish, rec to request subscribe, and close to end subscriptions. Rec messages have filters, which use IEDs, authors, kinds, hashtags for tags, since, until, and even a limit to control the initial data deluge. Got it. So, the relays send back event messages for subscription updates, OK messages for event acceptance or denial, EOSE signals the end of stored events, close messages to terminate subscriptions, and notice messages for relay-specific info.
Right. And importantly, OK and close messages use specific machine-readable prefixes like duplicate, POW, or rate limited, making it clear why something happened.
Absolutely. That's a great way to wrap up this overview of NIP01. This protocol is truly the bedrock of Nostra. Until next time on Podcastify, goodbye.
See you next time.